This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. President Bush concludes his five-day European tour tomorrow in Bratislava, Slovakia. There, he'll meet with his Russian counterpart, President Vladimir Putin. It's the first time a U.S. president has visited Slovakia since it gained independence from Czechoslovakia in 1993. And joining us to talk about this historic visit is Tom Nicholson. He's the publisher of the Slovak Spectator, and he's on the line from Bratislava. And Mr. Nicholson, what's the mood there on the streets of Bratislava?
I think the mood is one of happiness that the anticipation hasn't borne out, and that reality there's not as much disruption as people had feared. I think people are generally quietly happy to have Bush and Putin visiting, although I've heard a lot of grumbling that there's no need for all the security and the barricades and so on, or rather ridiculous production given to what people are normally used to in their common course of life.
What kind of security are we talking about?
5,000 police and firemen and SWAT teams, lots of barricades around the presidential palace, around the castle, and lots of people being asked for ID on the streets, military trucks being stationed around. I mean, very much out of the ordinary for Slovakia.
But how do people feel about the summit taking place in Bratislava, in Slovakia, and being in the center of the world's attention?
I think there was a lot, again, of anticipation attached to that as to what Slovakia would get out of the summit, you know, being able to air its foreign policy concerns and maybe get some more investment and so on through being a higher profile. And it's slowly sinking in that the summit isn't about Slovakia, it's about Bush and Putin. So there's some sort of sober realism creeping in there. On the other hand, I think Slovaks have this long-standing, it's not quite an inferiority complex, but the country's only 12 years old after all, and people have always been curious as to what the rest of the world knows about Slovakia, what it thinks about Slovakia, and this is a massive ego boost, I would say. So from that point of view, it's very positive.
Well, what does Slovakia want the rest of the world to know about it?
Generally that it's arrived, you know, that it's no longer regarded as the junior partner in Czechoslovakia, but a nation in its own right, and I think that's the message they're trying to send.
What are some of the foreign policy concerns that Slovakia has?
Two principal ones that I think they're going to try to address in this summit are the visa policy that the U.S. has towards Slovaks, requiring visas of them to visit, and support for the war in Iraq. The government wants to make it clear that it's on the U.S. side, for all that the population itself is very much less pro-American than the cabinet. So these are two stances on which it wants to make itself heard.
And in return, does it want anything from the United States?
Again, I think just to be able to share the glare of publicity and have President Bush be seen to treat Prime Minister Dzurinda as an equal, I think those will be regarded as ample compensation.
Does Slovakia have troops in Iraq?
Yes, it has a contingent of engineers who are clearing mines there, along with the Czechs and the Poles.
And so when the government says it supports the war in Iraq, what does that mean realistically?
It meant originally that Prime Minister Dzurinda was one of eight prime ministers to sign a declaration of support for the U.S. policy in Iraq. It has meant some very open and pro-U.S. Public statements by the government. And it means a very decided and very public identification with U.S. policy of engagement and anti-terrorism.
And what is Slovakia's relationship with Russia?
Historically, a very close one, and that continued to some extent in the 1990s after the fall of communism through a close relationship between the then Prime Minister, Vladimir Mečiar, and the Russian administration. But given Slovakia's ambitions to become part of NATO and the EU, the Russian relationship has cooled somewhat. And now, when I talked to Prime Minister Dzurinda 2 weeks ago, he said the relations were balanced, but that he wouldn't describe them particularly as warm.
Tom Nicholson is the publisher of the Slovak Spectator. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.